This is The World Tonight. Good evening. I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. Tomorrow is still the day that Skylab is expected to drop out of orbit and return to Earth. Exactly when and where that will be are still unanswered questions. The latest word on Skylab from space agency officials is reported by Jed Duval in Washington.
Asia and most of Europe went out of the Skylab picture today. Trackers further narrowed the possibilities for Skylab's crash to Earth and determined that the most thickly settled parts of the planet are no longer in danger. Japan, China, India, Europe, Russia are out from under. That leaves Australia, North and South America, and Africa under the lines representing the half dozen or so orbits, any one of which NASA guesses could be Skylab's last. The end will come sometime during the day Wednesday between 8 in the morning and 4:15 in the evening, Eastern Time, with the greatest likelihood about midday. If Skylab does come down in that period considered most likely, it may break up over the South Atlantic, its pieces falling harmlessly into the sea. But the trackers make no guarantees. Atmospherics could spoil the predictions. Odds are heavily against it, but Skylab could hit the atmosphere and skip, like a flat stone bouncing on a pond. Jed Duval, CBS News at NASA headquarters in Washington.
More news after this.
Sears National Automotive Values. Now get the Sears Heavy Duty Shock just $9.99 each installed. Smooth off some of the jolts, jars, and jerks with America's best-selling shock. And get the Weather Handler, Sears all-weather steel-belted radial tire. As low as $29.88 plus $1.76 federal excise tax on size P165 ADR13. Save 10%. This is the minimum national savings. Regular prices vary in some markets. Super values at most Sears Tire and Auto Centers.
Stop at Sears!
Energy. The crisis is real. So real that, for the third time in its history, Newsweek magazine offers a specific advocacy program. Not since the Black Question and Vietnam have there been issues as grim, or an outlook grimmer. But we need not be prisoners of our energy past, says Newsweek. This week's 8-page cover story tells what must be done, a 9-point program to keep America's wheels and economy rolling. It's the kind of responsible journalism you've come to expect from Newsweek at newsstands now.
Although two legal obstacles to the resumption of flights by DC-10s were lifted today, the Federal Aviation Administration delayed certifying the jets for flight after the discovery of additional cracks in engine mounts. Richard Roth reports.
Trans International and United Airlines discovered the cracks while complying with the FAA's most recent inspection order. The cracks were found in a metal strip called the spar on engine mounts of three planes. McDonnell Douglas, the plane's builder, claims the cracks have no bearing on aircraft safety. But FAA attorney Jonathan Howe told a judge the government needs more time to investigate that claim, even though, Howe said, the FAA is now satisfied the plane's basic design is safe. It's beginning to sound like a broken record, said Administrative Law Judge William Fowler, who heard industry attorneys argue that the plane should fly and who then dismissed the FAA's month-old order grounding DC-10s. With a federal court order grounding the planes dismissed earlier, the FAA now has 2 days to appeal the judge's ruling or decide on its own to return the DC-10s to service. Richard Roth, CBS News, Washington.
There was more talk about energy and the economy at Camp David as President Carter continued his so-called domestic summit conference. The latest from CBS News White House correspondent Robert Pierpoint.
Late this afternoon, spokesman Jody Powell called down from Camp David to deny in strong terms those reports claiming President Carter is considering removing price controls on gasoline. Powell said the result of such price decontrols would mean gasoline would rise from its present levels to as high as $1.50 a gallon or more, and would seriously add to the nation's inflation problems. That argument, Powell declared emphatically, was settled days ago. The press secretary also reported on today's meeting between President Carter and a group consisting of economists, businessmen, and union leaders. He claimed there was a surprising degree of consensus given the diversity of the group on the current economic situation. Most of them, Powell reported, agreed with the president's prediction that there will be a recession by the end of this year, due mainly to the OPEC price increases that have hammered the nation in recent months. But Powell said they agreed the voluntary wage and price guidelines were working better than most people realized, and that the predicted recession would be a mild one. Therefore, the bad news, no need now, said Powell, to call for a tax cut. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News at the White House.
In Louisville, Kentucky, the nation's governors went on record in support of President Carter's plan to deregulate domestic oil prices. The state executives also voted to endorse Mr. Carter's proposal to use money from the windfall profits tax for energy conservation purposes and to help the poor and elderly who are hardest hit by rising fuel prices. More news when the World Tonight continues.
CBS TV celebrates the people of America.
There may be some hard times, but it only makes us stronger. We're generations with a dream to share. There's so much excitement because we're always moving. Look around, you'll see it everywhere. Good looking good, America. Oh, 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 you're looking good.
Look closely at the medicine you take for your hay fever. There's a good chance it's an antihistamine and nothing more.
Nothing more?
Don't give up. Arm yourself with ARM.
ARM is antihistamine strengthened. Strengthened with decongestant for freer breathing, clearer sinuses. Strengthened for better relief. Arm yourself with ARM.
ARM.
ARM. For occasional use only as directed.
The contingent of American airmen recently sent to Costa Rica for humanitarian purposes in connection with the situation in Nicaragua didn't stay too long. They were ordered out by the Costa Rican National Assembly. George Natanson reports from San Jose.
The United States has received a stinging blow to its prestige and credibility with a demand by the Costa Rican National Assembly that the U.S. withdraw a recently arrived military mission to this country. The United States Embassy here says the mission was brought in for humanitarian reasons to evacuate U.S. citizens from war-torn Nicaragua should the need arise. The problem is, few Costa Ricans believe this. Annoyance has been expressed with the manner in which the U.S. undertook the operation. Costa Rican law says that only the Assembly is empowered to make decisions involving foreign military. The United States, however, secured the permission of a cabinet minister on a weekend when Assembly deputies were not immediately available. The mission was moved in on Sunday, but the formal request was not submitted to the Assembly until yesterday. The Assembly voted it down, and the U.S. military began moving out of its Costa Rican base near the Nicaraguan border earlier today. George Natanson for CBS News in San Jose, Costa Rica.
Wall Street in a moment.
The Bell System presents Miss Phoebe Snow.
Reach out and touch someone. Reach out, call up and just say hi. Reach out and touch someone. Wherever you are, you're never too far. They're waiting just to share your day.
No matter how far I travel, I keep my family and friends close by. That's the beauty of a phone call. It lets you really be there, really show you care.
People from coast to coast, calling up friends to keep them close. Families who care so much, keeping in touch. Reach out and touch someone.
Why don't you reach out and touch someone far away? It'll make their day.
Reach out and touch someone.
Stocks closed lower. The Dow Jones down more than 2.5 points at about 850 and a quarter. Volume today, nearly 40 million shares. Wall Street on this World Tonight.